Raven's out today, so Lisa Lampanelli, who is my comedic hero, is joining me in the studio as my special guest co-host. Thank you.
And now I'm your hero of your life because I can coach the F out of anybody.
It's true. Starting at 9.9, today's best mix, Santa and Raven. So Lisa, you announced at the end of November when you went on Howard Stern and not my show that you were leaving stand-up.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
But now you're doing all these amazing local shows here in Connecticut. They're not shows. They're life coaching sessions.
Well, some are workshops, like the one in Hampton this Saturday is an all-day workshop on food and body image for anyone. I mean, any age group, anybody who wants to come. And believe it or not, even men come to these workshops because they have body issues. Yeah. You know, it's not just women anymore. And also the shows I'm doing, like the one at the Retreat Playhouse, are storytelling shows where me and other people, actors, comedians, etc., who have food and body image issues, stand up and talk about it, but in a funny way.
Yep.
So it's still entertaining and fun and funny. And we still, you know, do Q&A that's very active and lively. But it's more with a point. So the insult comedy is over.
That's sad.
Well, you know what it is? I felt like it wasn't giving me as much joy. Maybe I've become too damn healthy, and it doesn't make me happy to crap on people anymore. So I said, if I'm not happy, they're not going to be happy. So this makes me happy.
Sometimes in bed, I still YouTube the old videos.
Oh, it's okay. I'm an icon, even though your intern never heard of me, and I'm trying to, like, process that pain.
Right. All right. So you're going through formal training, of course, to become a life coach. So we thought you would life coach Christian because he's a hot mess.
Oh, that'd be great. Hey, you know what? Right. I'm willing to practice on anyone. Christian, what's wrong with you? What's your issue?
Lisa, there's a lot.
What's your most compelling, horrible thing about you?
Probably what you said about body image.
I'm
not going to lie to you. That is something that, like, has really, over the last, like, 6 months, I've been like, all right.
No.
I need to get to the gym, like, right now.
Well, let me tell you something about this that's very interesting, audience, that Christian, honestly, objectively, is a great-looking guy, zero body fat, and I think it is not my place to go, no, you look great. Because no matter how much I tell you, it's not going to work. It's all an inside job. You've got to do it for you. So you've got to learn self-acceptance and self-love. Now, what happened in the last 6 months?
I kind of just got to a point where I was working a lot and not really going to the gym, not really just going home and just going to sleep. Literally just wiped from the day. And I just got to a point where I just looked in the mirror. I was like, whoa.
Okay, so it's different for you, and you don't like that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it.
So here's a simple tool.
Could he be going through puberty or no?
Possibly. Okay. Or the change, menopause.
I'm 22.
Because there is menopause.
Menopause is a thing.
No, but the thing is, you're clearly not, like, manorexic. You're not crazy. You're not, you know, don't have medical issues or mental issues about this thing. Maybe about other things, but not about this.
Yeah.
And you just want to be a little bit better. So here's the three things you have to do. It's a very simple tool. It's a resilience exercise. Resilience, not Brazilian.
I was like,
I know.
That's not going to help me at all.
Down there. First of all, you have to accept reality as it is.
Okay.
The reality is you don't feel as good about yourself. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel you've put on some body fat?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you
Definitely.
Have you gotten on a scale?
Yes.
Okay, so you know the reality is you've gained
a little weight.
That's okay.
It's definitely there.
But you know the reality is, and is the reality also you don't want to stay that way?
Right. I want to change.
Okay. And how much do you want to change? Do you want to be, you know, a lot thinner? Or what do you want? What do you really want as a goal?
Well,
you know what? We're going to get to what you want in life.
Ooh.
That's going to be coming up next right here on Star.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Hold that right there. Raven's out today, so my buddy Lisa Lampanelli, my BFF, I like to call her, is joining me as my special guest co-host on Star 99.9. And now you're a life coach. You're all over the place life coaching people.
Well, yes. And by the way, if your listeners would like a little practice life coaching, they can email me at my website, lisalampanelli.com, because what I do now is I coach people for practice rates till I get my certification, and we donate the money to charity. So, no, not you, Christian.
Oh.
You get your advice for double.
Right.
Because you're very trying. But seriously, if people want some little help, just email me at lisalampanelli.com website.
I would have to think that getting life coached from Lisa has to be awesome.
Like, it really is. People think I'm going to yell at them and be mean. I'm very gentle. You see, I'm gentle with Christian, even though he's a total mess.
Right, it's true.
Extremely gentle.
Oh, sorry, you heard that?
I got the headphones on, too.
Thank you. So what do you need from me? You need me to tell him what to do?
Yeah.
Here's my simple thing. You accept that you want to lose weight. You accept that nobody's forcing you to do this. You want to get to a certain body shape. What you do is then you actively make some steps to move towards a better future, meaning little baby steps. Don't be the guy who goes to the gym and bench presses 400 or tries to. I mean, looking at you, please. And then fails and drops out again and smokes pot. Don't do that. You take small steps and then forgive yourself if you don't meet your goal that day. You wake up the next day and you go, you know what? That was yesterday. I'm going to do better today.
You know what, Christian? Wow. Can you get down in a plank position, please, on the floor and bring the mic down there with you?
Sure. Mean
no,
life coach.
I'm just trying to help him achieve his goals. And he should be doing that on the floor there in a plank position.
All right,
get down
let me
there.
See.
This mic only gets so far down.
Oh, my God.
Now I want you to recite something. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
The alphabet,
recite
please.
Something.
That no, way. I have a better thing for him to recite.
What's that?
Lisa, dear Lisa. Most beautiful woman in the world.
Most beautiful woman in the world.
Well, that choked out of him, didn't it? Thank you for the life coaching advice. You're the freaking best.
Thank you for the life coaching advice. You're the freaking best.
Bang y'all.
Thank y'all.
Tighten your glutes.
Oh,
tighten
your
everything
glutes.
Is tight.
All right. We're going to have more with Lisa Lampanelli, including the Oscars. They just announced who the best movie is going to be, and we're going to get her take on that coming up next right here on Star. Again, lisalampanelli.com for all your life coaching needs.